This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer is bashing President Trump's choice of Republican Congressman John Ratcliffe of Texas to succeed Dan Coats as Director of National Intelligence. Schumer says Ratcliffe is too partisan for the job, and he points to his testy exchanges with former Special Counsel Robert Mueller at a hearing last week.
180 pages about decisions that weren't reached, about potential crimes that weren't charged. Respectfully, by doing that, you manage to violate every principle and the most sacred of traditions about prosecutors not offering extra prosecutorial analysis about potential crimes that aren't charged.
Police in Northern California looking for a second suspect who may have been involved in a mass shooting. A man killed three and wounded 15 people at a food festival before police killed him. This is USA Radio News.
Liberty Mutual Insurance presents
and Doug. Is that your pet Emu?
He's my partner, Limu. And we're here to tell you that Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need.
So is he only an Emu because it rhymes with Limu, as in Liberty Mutual?
Well, I wouldn't consider.
So this is just a clever way to get people to remember Liberty Mutual, huh?
Kinda.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer. State laws apply.
At Walgreens, we know that your day doesn't stop for diabetes. So when you've got places to go and people to see, count on Walgreens every day to get expert diabetes advice 24/7. Find all major brands of testing supplies like Walgreens True Metrics in-store and online. And download tools to help you stay on track, like our 5-star mobile app with Pill Reminder. At Walgreens, we are your diabetes go-to. Stop by and talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901.
One person dead when an Amtrak train strikes a truck and derails in South Suburban University Park in Illinois, an Amtrak spokesman says.
This happens all too frequently all across the country. This crossing has lights and gates and bells. And, of course, we'll be working with local authorities to confirm all of them were in operation.
The truck driver was killed and hundreds of Amtrak passengers were stranded for hours. A bill is to be signed today by President Trump to extend funding for sickened 9/11 first responders, firefighters and police officers who responded to the 9/11 attacks in Lower Manhattan will be joining President Trump for the signing. The Victim Compensation Fund gives money to the thousands who suffer from serious illnesses tied to toxins at Ground Zero. Talks are resuming today between the U.S. and China to try to end a trade war between the two countries. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
The White House says it's doing everything necessary to protect the 2020 election from any foreign interference. On CBS's Face the Nation, Acting White House Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney insisted that the Trump administration is taking election security seriously. Asked about U.S. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell's refusal to allow a vote on a bipartisan election security bill, Mulvaney dismissed the measure as unnecessary, saying the bill is nothing but showmanship. Albert Pujols continues to make baseball history. The Angels first baseman hit his 650th home run on Sunday off Baltimore's Dylan Bundy, becoming the sixth player to reach that plateau. In addition, he becomes just the fourth player with 650 homers and 3,000 hits, joining Hank Aaron, Alex Rodriguez, and Willie Mays. The 38-year-old Pujols is hitting .244 this year with 17 homers in 83 games. He is under contract with the L.A. Angels till 2021. And the basketball jersey former President Barack Obama wore when his school won the Hawaii State Championship is being sold at auction. The white jersey with blue trim has the number 23 on it. A player 3 years behind Obama at Punahou High School in Honolulu says he kept the jersey when he wore it on junior varsity. The high bid is of Saturday afternoon, $26,000. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Childhood is full of wonder, and we get the chance to relive it with our grandchildren every day. But imagine missing special moments with a grandchild or seeing them through cloudy vision. The Foundation Fighting Blindness can help by providing valuable information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and older, but it doesn't have to be. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is driving research and saving sight by providing information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Don't miss a moment of your grandchildren's youthful wonder because of poor vision. Learn more about vision-saving preventions and treatments. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org where you can find so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today. That number again is 1-800-BLINDNESS or fightblindness.org.
On track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, it's what it's all about, ladies and gentlemen. And if we're going to do it, we want to make sure we're bathed in the truth, right? I mean, there's so much fake news out there. And as you've often heard me say, in the absence of fact, opinion rules. So lots of opinion. But is that what we want to make decisions on? Not to mention the emotions as high as they're running in the political atmosphere these days, right? Well, we've got back with us Troy Anderson. He and Paul McGuire wrote, I thought, a definitive book about a year ago called Trumpocalypse, The End Times President, A Battle Against the Globalist Elite and the Countdown to Armageddon. And he is here with us now. Troy, welcome back. Good to have you with us. How you doing?
Hi, Bill. It's great to be back on your show.
Well, Trumpocalypse, it is the media-coined meme, inciting panic that America has elected an unstable man who's going to barge into delicate international affairs like a bull in a china shop, incite nations bent on America's destruction and trigger World War III, an unprecedented nuclear apocalypse ending the world as we know it. But here we are, almost 3 years later. What's your assessment?
You know, the president has done an extraordinary job. It was just a year ago that we had the leader of North Korea threatening us with nuclear attack. And, you know, he's the first president to actually meet with the North Korean leader there in the Korean Peninsula. And at this point, at least, you know, we haven't had any kind of, you know, terrible war that's emerged. So I think a lot of the fears that the media raised in the, you know, prior to the election that the apocalypse would happen and not materialize. In fact, we've seen a gigantic economic boom and a relatively peaceful world up to this point. So that's sort of where we're at in terms of the geopolitical situation.
Well, it seemed like Trumpocalypse came more from the minds of the elite ruling class and the Democrats and those on the left. I mean, even here we are 3 years later with the success and I believe the possibility of America truly being great again for all the right reasons and really securing our financial foundations and doing some positive things. And the political class is wasting time and this opportunity in the process because it's not their person in the Oval Office.
You know, Trumpocalypse is the second book in the series, this investigative series. The first book was The Babylon Code, and that was an expose of globalism. Mm-hmm. And then 9 months after Babylon Code came out, President Trump, you know, he was running for, you know, president at that time, announced his campaign or essential strategy of his campaign was Americanism, not globalism, will be a credo. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, you know, he was elected and it stunned the world. And our agent told us that, you know, it almost seemed like a counter move against globalization. And
right.
So that's sort of the focus of these two books is on globalism. And that now, of course, the focus is moving towards socialism, which is probably going to be one of the central, you know, focuses of this upcoming presidential campaign.
Well, it's still a binary choice, is it not? Whether you want to call it socialism or capitalism, globalism or nationalism. I mean, it's still binary. But at the root of all this, you might say that globalism is still, you know, the main threat of it all, don't you think?
You know, I interviewed a two-star general about 3 weeks ago, and he told me, it was Troy, he goes, people in America have no idea how much danger we're in. He said, if Hillary Clinton had been elected president, the world would have been on a fast track towards this globalist system that the elite envision. And he said, if Trump's not reelected in 2020, we're going to be right back to where we were before. So, you know, I mean, interviewed several generals here in recent months. We're actually working on the third book in this series and a film to go with it. And these generals have expressed concerns about, you know, what might happen with the world with this globalist push that we've seen in recent years.
Well, you know, I have been saying that, you know, all that's fine and well, that, you know, even if the president gets reelected in 2020, is after Trump, who? You know, what happens then? I mean, is there a strong enough force amongst, you know, conservatives to hold back, you know, hold back this wave? I mean, but for the grace of God, we know what happens with, you know, the political schemes in that. I mean, you know, you'll get Republicans for a while, and then the electorate will say, oh, let's give the Democrats a chance. I mean, regardless of any kind of empirical evidence, and even as hard left as the Democrats are going right now, I think in a lot of ways, I want to think that they've taken themselves out of the running with this this embrace of socialism. I don't believe the country is close to, even though you got a lot of young kids that have been indoctrinated in the universities across the country who are coming out and thinking, hey, socialism might be the way. You know, forget about any kind of empirical history or data, but they're willing to maybe even take, you know, and give you know, the Democrats a shot. Maybe not now because of what's happening with the economy and so many positive things as a result of the Trump administration. But, you know, and Trump is one of these unique characters that is willing to go head to head and push back in a way that Republicans heretofore have not. They've always been defined by the media, and the media is upset because, you know, Trump is not playing the game the way, you know, good Republicans are supposed to play.
Yeah, this is one of the most, you know, sort of stunning things is these polls that show, you know, over 50% of young people, of millennials, now favor socialism and even communism over capitalism. And so I think you're right that, you know, as in the years ahead, as these people, I mean, of course, they're going to mature and learn more about socialism. And in fact, with this film we're working on now, that's what we're hoping to do is sort of educate people on the dangers of socialism. In fact, a couple of days after we met with a film producer to brainstorm this, Donald Trump Jr. actually posted a graphic on social media, which was very intriguing. It showed like a Revolutionary War soldier at the Boston Tea Party. He's got a battle axe in one hand, but a machine gun in the other hand, and the Capitol's behind him. It says, 2020 is no longer Republican versus Democrat. It's freedom versus tyranny.
Mm-hmm.
So I think this is going to be one of the focuses of this campaign. And you know, what is exactly is socialism? I think most people really don't understand that, you know, Nazi Germany was a socialist country. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, like we're witnessing with Venezuela, you know, you're having starvation and hyperinflation and just a complete collapse of society. That's sort of, you know, socialism, you know, at its extreme end. So this is a great danger to, you know, to our democracy. But I think people are going to wake up and see that, you know, this is a great danger, and mm-hmm. and we have a great system here and make the right decisions.
Well, we've been warning the people for a long time. Trevor Loudon has been on the show on many occasions and has been warning, gosh, I'd say for the last, you know, 7 years or so, saying, look, it, we have elected Congress men and women in our government who are card-carrying democratic socialists. So this isn't new. I mean, this has been going on for a long time. They have been progressing, getting more and more ground. It's now that they've really come out of the woodwork and just said, yep, we're socialists, so what? And here we are, and this is what we want. We want the new Green Deal. We want Medicare for all. Forget about who's going to pay for it. We just believe that's the way it should go. We want guaranteed income, you know, like candidate Wang, who says, look, at you know, everybody should get at least $1,000 a month. You know, $12,000 a year, doesn't matter who you are. If you're Jeff Bezos, down to the person who relies on welfare, you're all going to get a minimum check of $1,000 a month. Thank you very much. Paid by the taxpayers of the U.S. of A. Troy Anderson is with us. We're talking more about Trumpocalypse, his book that's been out for a year. Boy, I'll tell you, it's still very relevant. Stay with us.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, we're back with you, fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. I am Bill Martinez. Our conversation with Troy Anderson, the co-author with Paul McGuire, who gave us Trumpocalypse a little over a year ago, the end times president, a battle against the globalist elite and the countdown to Armageddon. Actually, it's been almost 2 years now, right?
Yeah, first Close. Came out in January 2018. Paperback came out this last January. Mm-hmm. It's been a number one bestseller, and readers have described it as dangerously hot, phenomenal, a masterpiece, and riveting.
Ah, very cool. And it is. It is all that and more. And, of course, for those that look at what's happening in our country through spiritual eyes and understand that God gives us dates and times and seasons, and this is a season that we need to be aware of, that something happened that kept Hillary Clinton from getting elected, which the media, you know, by man's eyes and man's understanding, said it was going to be a runaway. I mean, it was a million to one. There was no way that Donald Trump was going to win. But Donald Trump wins because God has a different idea for the country. And is this idea, like anything, that any gift that comes from God, is this an opportunity for the people of God to prepare for what's next, Troy?
Yeah, we believe that we are in a reprieve, that we believe that God has raised President Trump to sort of hold off this whole New World Order, this globalist plan that the Bible tells us about. And so we're essentially being given extra time to fulfill the Great Commission, to do the right thing, to turn back to God. And so we do believe that God's given us an extended amount of time here to fulfill His plans for our world.
Yeah, I like what you and Paul had written in terms of referring to it as a Nineveh moment. For many years, in my discussions with another prophecy expert, Bill Salas, who you may know, I shared with him something that God had shown me a while ago, is that that's what we could pray for, a Nineveh moment where, the people see what they've been doing, how they have turned their back on God, and that there's an awareness, and that, as we know in the story of Nineveh, God gave them 100 years. But also what we know is that it took the leadership of the Ninevites to realize, whoa, we've screwed up here. And they themselves really ignited the revival and the turn back to God. I don't know that we're necessarily seeing that, although we see glimpses of spirituality. I know that I was quite moved when, during the campaign of Donald Trump, I saw that there were men of God around him praying and that he was praying with them. That said a lot to me. I thought, okay, all right, not that, we're electing a saint here, but that, look, at here is a man who is repenting and turning, from his ways. And, of course, he's got some of his history to deal with, which, the media is happy to point out. Nonetheless, that aside, is that he is, I believe, God's man for this hour. And that's why I what disturbs me is that we're losing out on opportunity here, because like what happens in God's economy, before a judgment comes, there's always a period of time for preparedness. And that's why I ask, what are we doing, to prepare? Because we have, some positive things happening economically and in other areas, but it's always what always precedes judgment is that opportunity to get ready. And I think that's where the people of God need to, turn to God and say, okay, God, what is the takeaway? And for you, Troy, what did you and Paul feel the takeaway is for, the Trump administration right now, for the people of God to draw out of this?
Yeah, that's exactly what we feel, is that God has given us this extra time, this prosperity to prepare for what's coming. In fact, I interviewed Billy Graham a few years ago, and he talked about this Nineveh moment. He said that when God sent the prophet Jonah to Nineveh to warn them of judgment, that the king and the people repented, and he believed the same thing could happen again today in America. So that's the Nineveh moment. Mm-hmm. We have a friend, Reverend Kevin Jessup. He's actually working with the White House now on a national and global day of repentance. The last president to call for a national day of repentance was Abraham Lincoln at the height of the Civil War, so it's been over a century and a half. And Lincoln credited that with, at that point in the Civil War, it looked like the North was going to lose. They had that national day of repentance. the tide turned. I think Stonewall Jackson's, one of his own soldiers, shot him. The North won the Battle of Gettysburg, and the North won. Mm-hmm. And, you know, African Americans were slaves were freed, and America was saved. And so right now, our friend Kevin Jessup, he's gaining the support of hundreds of major faith and political leaders for this National Global Day of Repentance. In fact, mm-hmm. he's about to meet with the president to show him a video about this.
Right.
And so we're hopeful that the president will actually call for this. And we believe this could be one of the greatest things that the president could do, is to call not only America, but the world to repentance. And then, you know, many nations could join together. It sounds like Israel's on board with this. And so that's one thing we call for in the last chapter of Trumpocalypse.
Mm-hmm. Well, and that's where it's at right now. In my conversation with Franklin Graham, he said, "Bill, we're not necessarily realizing a true revival, but I call them bonfires of revival, because where he has gone, and he's been on the steps of Capitol buildings in states across the country." And it has been amazing how many thousands of people have come out to pray, to seek God, and what is going on. And so we've got like bonfires of what I call revival, but they're yet to be joined together into where it just becomes so organic, it takes over. And really, at the end of the day, that's really our only hope. It's not for the Democrats. It's not for Donald Trump. It's not Republicans is the answer. You know, God is the answer. He's always been the answer. But, you know, I think empirically, we can stop and look and see where our country is right now, and we can demarcate. Even when President Obama made that statement, said that America was no longer a Christian nation, and it was Randy Forbes, you know, Congressman Forbes, who came out and said, "When did we stop being a Christian nation?" You know, was it during the Civil War? Was it here? Was it all, you know, was it during World War One? Was it during World War Two? When was it that, a president of the United States could declare that we're no longer a Christian nation? And there's no doubt that you can look and you see the timeline of America, and you see where more and more we have let go of our spiritual roots. And we're paying a price. I mean, paying a price now to where, you know, the suicide rate amongst our youth is climbing and an all-time high, in drug addiction, sex trafficking. I mean, it's like how much worse does it have to get before we realize that, look, at turning your back on God is not a good thing.
Yeah, no, but even though, you know, we're seeing the, you know, like you're saying, these outbreaks of revival sort of here and there around the country and, you know, certainly around the world, we're also seeing the rise of the great evil and sort of this moral free fall in our country, just like everything goes now. Mm-hmm. And a lot of this, as we detail in Trumpocalypse, is all been sort of planned. There's very powerful forces behind the scenes that have spent literally tens of billions of dollars to sort of invert the Judeo-Christian foundations of our nation to try to move us into this socialist or globalist system. Mm-hmm. And so we delve into a lot of the details on what's going on behind the scenes.
Well, it's kind of interesting, you know, when you look at the strategy of the evil one, it's always to take that which is legitimate and kind of, you know, screw things up and confuse people. You know, I remember for a period of time, the narrative was, and the question was whether or not Barack Obama was a Manchurian candidate. And now you've got Trump being accused of being a Manchurian candidate of sorts for the Russians. You know, it's almost like we're so confused and scared we're chasing our own tail because we've abandoned the basis of truth, have we not?
Yeah, I mean, we've seen this all-out attack to try to, you know, confuse us and disorient us. You know, this you know, deep state coup that's been attempted, and the whole Russian collusion, and all these different things that they've tried, and all the fake news. So that's why we felt it was very important to bring the truth to people, to really, you know, compile the best evidence of what's really happening, and help you know, people see what's, you know, really going on, and you know, what the Bible tells us is going to happen.
Has it blown you and Paul away? We only got about 15 seconds left to see how much of what you've written just makes even more sense here almost 2 years later.
Yeah, a lot of people have said that they're surprised by how many things we wrote in the last two books have all sort of happened the last few years. So
leave it there. Troy,
how
Anderson.
Do you rate your kidney health?
What about your liver? What about your gallbladder? Take the Quantum Cleanse 21-Day Challenge and supercharge your body. Quantum Nutrition Labs is having a special on 4 supplements designed to support organ health and detoxification. For the kidneys, liver, and gallbladder, buy 2, get the third one free. Start your 21-Day Challenge today. Call 888-588-7578. 888-588-7578. Or visit us online at QNLabs.com. That's QNLABS.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bob Marshall, PhD, host of the Healthline. Tune in to get your questions answered and hear the latest breakthrough information for you and your family. Our product line, Quantum Nutrition Labs, delivers what others only promise, nutrition that really works.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer is bashing President Trump's choice of Republican Congressman John Ratcliffe of Texas to succeed Dan Coats as Director of National Intelligence. Schumer says Ratcliffe is too partisan for the job, and he points to his testy exchanges with former Special Counsel Robert Mueller at a hearing last week.
180 pages about decisions that weren't reached, about potential crimes that weren't charged. Respectfully, by doing that, you manage to violate every principle and the most sacred of traditions about prosecutors not offering extra prosecutorial analysis about potential crimes that aren't charged.
Police in Northern California looking for a second suspect who may have been involved in a mass shooting. A man killed 3 and wounded 15 people at a food festival before police killed him. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Bill Martinez.
People hang on his every word, even the prepositions. He could disarm you with his looks or his hands. Either way, he can speak French in Russian. He is the most interesting man in the world.
Stay listening, my friend. Bill Martinez live.
See, I can speak French and Russian, but you'd be hard-pressed to get it out of me these days. You know, I'm just saying. Our thanks to Troy Anderson. His book, Trumpocalypse, is linked on our website at BillMartinezLive.com. I'll tell you, it is mind-blowing. And to realize how much of what they wrote, he and Paul McGuire wrote, and you see it right in your face. It's hard to deny it, I'm telling you. Just about 28 minutes before the top of the hour, Stefan versus The Game on Facebook Watch delivers an unprecedented look into the life of Stephen Curry, a transcendent athlete who, through unprecedented three-point shooting and unbridled joy for the sport, is reinventing the way basketball is played, to say the least. I mean, the three-point shots he makes are just are they miraculous or what? It's just incredible. Well, the series explores what drives Curry on and off the court, including his family, faith, personal passions, and legendary work ethic, all of which have helped him become one of the most revered athletes in the world. And here to talk about this new game, Gautam Chopra, director and creator of Stephen versus The Game, and Emmy Award-winning series, Tom versus Time, co-founder of Religion of Sports. Gautam, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks for having me.
Hey, what a neat game, a neat project for you to work on. Tell us how you came about this.
Well, you know, I've been fortunate for the last few years to be partners with Facebook, and, you know, it's a unique platform because Steph has 30 million people, I think, who follow him on Instagram, which is owned by Facebook.
Only 30 million?
Yeah, only 30 million. Another, I think, like 8 or 9 on mm-hmm. Facebook itself. So, you know, that's an audience that's already signed up. They want to hear more. They're engaged with, you know, the person in this case. So it's actually great as a storyteller because it raises the bar, right? Like you have to, these are people who want more, more, more. So you have to give it to them.
Mm-hmm. How much access did you have to Steph and his family?
You know, I had great access. I started working with Steph over a year ago, Western Conference Finals of last year, at the end of the 2018 season. Or 2019 season, I should say. And so over time, I think you just build that trust. Everybody becomes more familiar, more trusting with each other. So not just with Steph, but his wife, Aisha, got to know his kids, his parents. He's got a very close-knit family, so they're always around. And I think ultimately, you know, it's really also a partnership. It's less about me as a filmmaker coming in and doing some reality show on him. It's more about really coming in and crafting something that he wants to share with his fans.
Mm-hmm. What do you think would surprise us most about him?
You know, just in terms of, I think one of the things that's amazing, you're talking about 82 games across the season. It's all-consuming. So that ability to balance, you know, that and, you know, the team dynamic and everything that's going on with a personal life. He's got, you know, when I started working with Steph, his wife, Aisha, was pregnant, 8 months pregnant with their third child. So I was around for really the first year of his, Cannon, their son's life. And just in terms of balancing all of that stuff that's going on with a young, growing family, but also this job and these expectations, you know, this was their, fifth year going to the finals, consecutive year. It's just incredible. And so I think, you know, balancing that, performing at the highest level, and really being successful. I mean, they came up a little bit short, but really just trying to sort of keep all of that going was pretty impressive.
Well, considering the injuries they had to endure, no doubt it was disappointing. But that's the nature of sports. I mean, you just hope that everybody stays healthy. Well, as you were going through this experience, you're talking the last month of her pregnancy. You didn't have to sit in for Steph and go to a Lamaze class or two for him, did you?
No, fortunately, they have a lot of help, you know, like I said, really close-knit families, so both sets of parents, siblings, et cetera, and I was on the road quite a bit with Steph for those 82 games, so, you know, I was attached to him at the hip, and she fortunately had plenty of support herself.
Well, what was that like for you? I mean, to see somebody, an athlete, going through, you know, this kind of schedule. I mean, you know, we see it, you know, we get to see Steph Curry when he comes to town, and, you know, we may go to a game or two and that sort of thing. But to think that, wait a minute, you know, there's 80 other games, you know, half of which are played at home, the other half are on the road. What kind of grueling experience is that from your eyes?
It's grueling for sure. I think it's physically demanding, but I think these guys are so, you know, finely tuned, just in terms of their trainers, the medical staff with the teams, et cetera. And just, I mean, they travel very comfortably, of course. I think it's actually more the mental side and the emotional side of really trying to get yourself up for every single game and then dealing with all the scrutiny. I mean, like I said, this is a team that's been to 5 consecutive finals and every little thing was dissected in
right.
terms of the team dynamic, the coaching, the ownership, and, you know, what everyone's saying in the press and every day in talk radio. So I think it's really sort of watching somebody deal with that and try to, I mean, it's not like they don't hear it. They do hear it. So it's that ability to also sort of be detached from it. And I think that was probably the most impressive thing. It just never, ever stopped.
Oh, yeah, and don't forget, here they are, the championship team, and every time they go into a city and whoever they play, they're coming on with their A game. I mean, they're going to do everything they can to upend the champion because the success of their season is measured by that one game. It may not be a series, but that one game, every game that they play, it's like a championship game, right?
For sure. I mean, every game they go into, it's David versus Goliath, and they're the Goliath, and
right.
everyone's coming for them. All the fans are getting hyped. You know, that for a team that, you know, maybe doesn't necessarily have a real chance at, like, winning a championship, that is their championship. So
right.
when they roll into Atlanta, you know, Golden State is, is the champion, and they're coming for them. So, yeah, you have to get yourself up for every single one of those games, and it's hard because, you know, the 67th game of the season doesn't necessarily have the stakes when, you know, you're aiming for a championship, but you got to show up. And so, again, watching that process, watching that mental fortitude that is required to take on all the challenges is pretty impressive.
Well, tell us more about Facebook Watch and what advantages there are to hosting, you know, your documentary there.
Well, I mean, like I said, it's a unique platform just in that you have, you know, audiences who are already really deeply engaged and that can really interact. So when you go on a Facebook Watch, you can comment. People are sort of interacting with each other, forming communities, or, you know, they watch together and stuff like that. So it's a very, I think it's like the evolution of the medium. It's not just a passive experience of just watching. It's really engaging and interacting. And you know, even as a creator, you go on and you see what people are reacting, how people are commenting, what they're liking, what they're disliking. And so while you don't want to get too attached and distracted by that, I do think it's a really interesting process as a creator. And
yeah,
it really forces, you know, it raises the bar in terms of your, you know, what you're offering the audience.
What has Steph shared with you regarding the free agency moves and really the breakup of the Golden State Warriors?
Well, I think, you know, look, it didn't come as a surprise. It was talked about a lot during the season. There's just the realities of the salary caps and all these different things that, you know, go on in pro sports. So I think one, you know, he's also, these are all guys he's friends with. Kevin Durant, you know, is a guy he's been playing with for years. He's friendly with. And so I think one is a healthy respect just in terms of like whatever is best for those people, you want to encourage them. But I also think, you know, obviously there's personal, you know, there's personal investment. And I think one of the things Steph really likes, I just talked about like they've been Goliath for the last 5 years. I think Steph looks at himself and sees himself more as the underdog, David. You know, he's the small guy. He's the guy that never got into a big-time Division I school and played at Davidson during his college career. So he's back to being that underdog, and I think he's probably looking forward to that. Everyone else now, everyone has high expectations, whether it's the Lakers or the Clippers or the Rockets. And, you know, Golden State is now considered, well, you know, KD left and Clay is hurt and all that stuff. And so do the Warriors really have a chance? And I think that's a role that he probably relishes. And that he's really looking forward to when the season starts is, you know, like sort of being more of the underdog and having that challenge in front of him.
Well, you're giving his fans a special inside look into Steph Curry. Gotham Chopra, Sports Emmy award-winning director of Tom vs. Time, Kobe Bryant's Muse, Sports Emmy-nominated documentary series Shut Up and Dribble. And, of course, right now we're talking Stephen versus the game. And where can they go for more information, Gotham?
For anybody who's on Facebook, can go to their Facebook page, search under Steph Curry, Stephen versus the game, versus on watch, and it'll come up.
Making payments on high-interest credit cards and your mortgage, but feel like you aren't making a dent? If you're like most homeowners, you're getting a ton of calls to refi, but no one can help you save money, right? You're in luck. Our friends at Network Capital help their clients save on their debt payments an average of $528 a month. That's right. Refi those debts and you could save an average of $528 a month. That's over $6,300 a year, which could also improve your FICO scores. Call 800-700-8068 now. Network Capital Funding Corporation is a direct lender and their process is fast, simple, and secure. We urge you to call our friends at Network Capital now. 800-700-8068. Can you imagine what you could do with an extra $528 a month? Give them a call right now. 800-700-8068. That's 800-700-8068. Not licensed in all states. NMLS ID number 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lender Law Number 603-D78. An equal housing lender subject to credit approval. Are you making payments on high-interest credit cards and your mortgage, but feel like you aren't making a dent? If you're like most homeowners, you're getting a ton of calls to refi, but no one can help you save money, right? You're in luck. Our friends at Network Capital help their clients save on their debt payments an average of $528 a month. That's right. Refi those debts and you could save an average of $528 a month. That's over $6,300 a year, which could also improve your FICO scores. Call 800-700-8068 now. Network Capital Funding Corporation is a direct lender and their process is fast, simple, and secure. We urge you to call our friends at Network Capital now. 800-700-8068. Can you imagine what you could do with an extra $528 a month? Give them a call right now. 800-700-8068. That's 800-700-8068. Not licensed in all states. NMLS NMLS ID number 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lender Law number 603-D78. An equal housing lender subject to credit approval.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discovery on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
The truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
Thank God Almighty, we are free at last.
Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, welcome back. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Adam Holtz joins us now from Focus on the Families, PluggedIn.com website. That's where you want to go to be in the flow of the know. Lion King, numero uno once again, huh?
Yeah, another $75.5 million or so, give or take, dollars. And that pushes Disney up to its best year of all time. Disney is basically could take over as the, you know, the U.S. Mint. They've made something like $7.6 million so far, or billion this year. So they've already had their best year ever, and it's only July.
Maybe we can tie them into our debt ceiling and maybe get balance our national budget with,
you know,
what they're
that
doing.
That seems reasonable. And,
I'm just saying.
I think with some of these proposals floating around.
Hey, Bernie Sanders would probably recommend that. Why not?
You know, he would. I'll stop getting political now.
Yeah, Disney didn't build it, I guess. But, no, I will say this, and it might disappoint some people. I did get a chance to see Lion King. And
yeah, what'd you think?
I was disappointed, I got to tell you. And you know, people say, well, you got to get used to the animals and all that. That didn't bother me. I thought the musical score was really subpar. I mean, compared to the movie, the original movie 25 years ago, what Elton John and Tim Rice had done, even from the very beginning, if you remember, when they punctuated the title, the movie title, Lion King, boy, that was in your face. I mean, you felt it in your chest. And here it was kind of like, and I thought, well, maybe the, you know, the projectionist and, you know, the particular theater that I was in, maybe they toned it down, you know, because I'm here in Florida. Sometimes the older people get a little sensitive about volume. You know, I was giving them the benefit of the doubt. And I was talking to somebody else who saw it in 3D, and they said, no, they noticed that as well. So I thought the soundtrack was not as good, certainly. The characters themselves, much funnier and engaging. You know, Whoopi Goldberg and Cheech Marin as the laughing hyenas and that.
Yeah.
I just didn't compare. The hyenas were a lot darker in this, in this rerun or this redo of Lion King. And I just thought overall, for the money you're paying,
Go buy the original.
Yeah, yeah, buy the original or call it up on Netflix or whatever.
Yeah, just, or stream it or whatever.
Or, you know, or we have it. So it was like, okay.
Right.
And so it was like, okay, play it. And it was going, oh, my gosh, this is just so much. I mean, there's no question. There is some specialness with this new animation of using real, you know, the real animals in that. Although my first impression was, I was going, boy, I'll tell you, Mufasa looks a little flea-bitten.
Yeah.
Because he's like a real lion. But he looked a little flea-bitten, didn't he?
No, he did. I mean, I think that in this case, the verisimilitude, if I can use that big word.
I like that.
The amount that it looked like reality, I think it worked against the story they were trying to tell. I think that the realistic nature of the CGI, I think it worked against them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay, well then, so it wasn't just me then. I thought, for all the people that are, you know, spending money on this and the way it's been received and Disney has been known for this, I was really disappointed. I thought, because I gotta tell you, first of all, when I saw the original movie, I said, oh gosh. And I remember it was going to theater, it was going to Broadway, and I'm going, how are they gonna do this? You know, is it gonna really be able to make the transition? And they did. It was awesome. And so you go, well, leave it to Disney. They're right there. And then here it is, 25 years later, we're doing a redo of the movie, and some of us ask why. And so,
Well, now
afterwards, we still ask why. But yeah, the money's there. And you go, whoa, are we so starving for entertainment that they've got to go through this expense? And I guess, okay, well, that's fine. You know, they got the money. They'll get over another property this year that'll generate over $1 billion in revenue for Disney. So, you know, God bless them. But I tell you, I didn't think it was worth it.
Yeah, well, you're in good company. I mean, it's only at 53% on Rotten Tomatoes. So it's one of the worst reviewed Disney movies, you know, recently. I'm not sure there's anything else that's even close, except maybe Aladdin. Aladdin actually didn't get great reviews either.
Right.
But, you know, I think for better or worse, you know, the built-in nostalgia factor is such that, you know, it's already close to $1 billion after just a couple weeks in theaters.
And, exactly.
You know, Disney's not going to ignore that kind of money. But you got to be thinking, if you're a Disney exec, you know, you're moving very quickly into second or third tier remakes. And I know that may be a politically incorrect thing to say about a movie like Mulan, which is coming up later this year. But it's not like they have an infinite list of properties that they can give this remake treatment to. And then what? You know, it sort of feels like you're shooting off all your silver bullets in one year here. I mean, with Toy Story and Aladdin and Lion King, and we got Frozen 2 coming up and Mulan. It's not like there's just, 25 more movies waiting for remakes for them.
Well, plus on top of that, I think they start running the risk of, you know, you said early on, hey, I don't want to get political. But there are some political nuances, not necessarily in Lion King, although there, you could question, you know, it from a different angle, and I'm not going to go there right now about it. But there are, as we know, in the remake, or in, not remake, but in Frozen, the next ensemble of Frozen, there are, you know, there's going to be some introduction of things that, you know, Disney has decided that they want to bring up to date as far as the culture is concerned.
Yep.
And I think some of that stuff could, you know, could end up biting them. Because, look, at the end of the day, look, you know, do what you want. If that's what you want to do, but you run the risk. Not everybody is willing to accept the cultural norm, regardless if you want to throw a homophobe card out, you want to throw a race card out, or whatever it is that we want to throw out. People will just say, okay, fine, you know, I just won't participate in the conversation, and what I'll do is I'll take my money out of here and I'll go spend it somewhere else.
Yeah, no, it's true, and I think that they're banking on the fact, you know, just like Nike with the Colin Kaepernick thing, that for every person that they offend with their social, you know, status and standing on this stuff, that they're picking up somebody. Mm-hmm. But again, it feels like we're just in such a tribal moment, Bill, where, you know, you can appeal to these people, but you can't appeal to these people. And it makes me sad, because I think certainly 25 years ago, nobody was worried about these films catering to one, you know, demographic or the other. These were movies for everybody. And now, you know, in this, ironically, in this age where we have to be inclusive, it becomes exclusive of a whole bunch of people who don't share those values.
Yeah, it really does. But, hey, the good news is Lion King still has James Earl Jones.
That's the best part of this whole movie. And the opening scene, I thought, was the high point of the movie.
Right. Exactly. So, go figure. Just get a small bag of popcorn so you can... Anyway.
Yeah, exactly.
You'll see it. All right. Real quick. Got a couple minutes left. Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. What was your rating on that?
Oh, 0.0. I mean, it's Tarantino. I'm being a little bit jokey. You know, it's Tarantino telling a gritty, violent story about late 60s in Hollywood that you've got one kind of story starring Leonardo DiCaprio and Brad Pitt as sort of these aging guys in Hollywood looking for their place, and they meander into the Manson family, and we know what happened there. And so it's sort of like, what? Mm. You know, do one or the other. It felt like two different movies to me.
Right.
You know, if you want to do a Manson movie, okay. I mean, it feels like ancient history at this point. Let's let it go.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to do an homage to the end of the golden era of Hollywood, but Tarantino tried to do both. It didn't work for me, but it clearly worked for him. It's $40 million debut, biggest debut he has ever enjoyed. And look, Tarantino is the master of the scene. There are scenes in his movies that are memorable and well executed, but I think on the whole, he falls, you know, victim to storytelling that meanders, and we meander into violence that oftentimes doesn't have anything to do with anything.
Right.
And so,
well, to me, it's a lack of creativity. It's like turning the volume up.
It's a lack of creativity.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, what could he do if he actually grew up and decided that he wanted to tell a story that didn't have the Mansons or bears mauling people or, you know, Kill Bill style violence?
Exactly.
It's just so bloody, you know, and if you're a Tarantino fan, you've probably seen the movie already. If you're not, there's certainly no reason to see this one.
Yeah. Maybe they'll leave Bill alone. Leave Bill alone.
Yeah.
The Farewell, real quick. We got a couple seconds left here.
Farewell was the brightest spot for me at the box office this weekend, and it wasn't a bright spot because it was a big amount of money, but this is a quiet little indie movie that focuses on a Chinese family. The matriarch, the elderly leader of the family back in China, has been diagnosed with lung cancer. The family decides not to tell her that diagnosis, which we learn is kind of a thing that sometimes happens in China, and everybody has to play along with the lie. They stage a wedding so that the whole family can go say goodbye to Grandma without Grandma knowing that they're saying goodbye to her. This was a lovely movie, though. I really enjoyed it. It is at 100% on Rotten Tomatoes,
wow,
which never, ever, ever happens. Some people get sauced at the fake wedding. That's about the worst content issue here. But it's a nice movie about just family dynamics, and I really enjoyed what it had to say.
Well, you know, this is what we love about certain cultures that transcend all the politics and all, you know, the innuendo and stuff like that. And we can thank God for this because of our humanness, because that is something that is consistent in all cultures when it comes to family, right?
Absolutely, and that comes through loud and clear here. Family is family.
Mm-hmm. The Farewell. So highly recommend. That's good. I'm glad we could talk about a PG movie. Because the other
I'm
one,
I'm going to give it a 3 because of the drinking issue. But other than that, and this is a movie for adults, so unless you've got, you know, real sensitivity in that area, this is not a movie that has many problems.
Right. Well, good fun. So I look forward. I'm going to have to check that one out. And, of course, the other one was Skin, rated R, and not much to redeem here, right?
Well, not really. I mean, we could talk about that, but check out our full review at PluggedIn.com if you want to know more about that one.
There he is, ladies and gentlemen, from Focus on the Family, PluggedIn.com. All the good information you need to have before you go to the movies. And, you know, don't waste your hard-earned money. Adam Holtz, thank you, Adam. Appreciate it.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendivite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just
skipping beats and double beats. But also I'm going to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. That's just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extend Your Voice.